Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina. The Gemara says at the beginning of Gittin that really, Midaraisa, you don't need anybody to say b'fanei nechta, it was the rabbis who required it. And therefore they could be mekel and say one person. Now why did the rabbis require it? So perish b'kunshus. Rashi says, you know why? Mishum dika dashka chasav omet gosh nechta v'shem echad mibnei yur shishmo kishma. So the reason that the Chachamim required, according to Rabbi, to say b'fanei nechta is because there's a suspicion that there's a person who found a get that's already written and it's also roy for him. In other words, there are two people in town who have the same name. One, the guy changes his mind and he decides not to divorce her. So here the rabbis thought maybe there's a get that came from Dinas Hayam. Maybe it wasn't written for this woman, it was written for another couple of the same name. And therefore they required you to say b'fanei nechta. So that's the concern. It was written for the wrong couple. Fractosis, v'kasha. There's no case where you're choshish this way, that it's been given for the wrong couple. Why? Because d'v'chuchsuk shnei Yosef ben Shimon afilu nechta v'shmo pasul l'garish bo. If there's muchsuk in that city from which the get was given, that there's another person named Yosef ben Shimon, except besides that Yosef ben Shimon that's written in the get, and the names of their wives are also the same, even if we know clearly that it was written for this Yosef ben Shimon, the get is still possible according to Rav Meir, because it's not muchach mitoch haget for whom it's written, for the first Yosef ben Shimon, or the second Yosef ben Shimon. So that's Tosa's question on Rashi. Rashi says the concern is you're giving it for the wrong Yosef ben Shimon if there are two Yosef ben Shimons. For Ektosis, what are you talking about? If there are two Yosef ben Shimons, you're not allowed to be Megarish with it at all, even if it's been given for the right person. And we're skipping a little bit. I feel the Rebbe Lazar, and even according to Rebbe Lazar, it doesn't work. You see always that you need Eidim Sira. Tzitzarech, Eidim Sira, Sheyedu, Shehaso, Abal Shliach. So let's say we're talking about their Eidim Asira and they see the get being given from the man to the woman. They don't know that these Eidim don't know that the husband of this woman sent them and not the other guy. And therefore, since they don't know, then it can't be a good get. So we want to know where there's such a hechitimsi. The rabbis were attacking this takana to say b'fanei nechta. When is that? If it's according to Rav Meir, it doesn't help us if there are two Yosef ben Shimons. Then it's not muchach from the signatures. It's not muchach from the signatures that it was given from which Yosef ben Shimon is being given. Since it's not muchach from the signatures, it's no good. So the b'fanei nechta is not going to help us because it's not kosher if there are two Yosef ben Shimons. And even according to Rabbi Lazar, it's also no good. He holds Eidei Mesira Karsi. But these Eidei Mesira don't know who it's being given from, that it's the husband actually sent this shliach and not the other guy. So since the husband doesn't know, it's not kosher. So the question is, since we don't know who sent this shliach, the Eidei Mesira don't know. It's not muchach to the Eidei Mesira that it was sent by the husband of this woman. So Memela, what's the hechitimsi of this takana b'fanei nechta? It can't be there to Yosef ben Shimon's, because it doesn't help us if there to Yosef ben Shimon's say b'fanei nechta. Both according to Rebbe Meir and according to Rebbe Lazar. Therefore, Tosfos argue with Rashi. Tosfos says, "Tadash v'chabanan hacha hainu kadesh shlei ara ba'al v'yom shekasfa sofer kadesh l'islam yidba." V'hechtan lav edim shulay baki lishma. So maybe the reason you need b'fanai nechtam is not to Yosef and Shimon's, but in order that the husband doesn't challenge this get and say that the sofer wrote this get just in order to learn. And then he ended up finding people with that name, and he doesn't know it has to be lishma, and that's why you need the shliach to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. So we said, Tosfos says, that if there are two Yosef ben Shimons, what's the chashash? The chashash is that there's no hochacha for the Edei Mesira, that the husband sent this shliach. Since there's no hochacha for the Edei Mesira, the husband sent the shliach, it's not a good get. So, on that, Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, why is your concern, Tosfos, that you say that it's no good because the Edei Mesira have to know, has to be muchach to the Edei Mesira, that the husband sent the shliach, and it's not muchach to them because they're two Yosef ben Shimons? Why don't you say, Tosfos, that if they're two Yosef ben Shimons, if it's muchlok, they're two Yosef ben Shimons, maybe he was sent by the other Yosef ben Shimon. That's even worse. Then not only is it a problem, we said that the problem is the Edei Mesira are not going to know, it's not muchlok to them, which Yosef ben Shimon sent it. Maybe Taka was sent by the other Yosef ben Shimon. So if it was sent by the other Yosef ben Shimon, so what does that mean? If it was sent by the other Yosef ben Shimon, that means that the whole get is not being for this, is not written for this woman. I mean, this woman, this Rachel, her husband doesn't even want to divorce her. Her husband loves her. It was the other Yosef ben Shimon who sent the get. So that should be the problem. If you have Edei Mesira, the problem is not that it's not muchach to them that the husband made this man a shliach. The problem is that it's not that it doesn't have to be muchach, it's not that it has to be muchach to them who made him a shliach. Problem is, maybe Taka the other Yosef ben Shimon sent this get. And since it's a Safek Gamor, they don't know which Yosef ben Shimon sent it. You can't believe the Shliach. And it's a Davar Shebe'erva. So why does Tosfos find a problem with the fact that the Edei Mesira have to know that the husband sent him as a shliach? Forget about the fact that the Edei Mesira have to know the husband sent this person as a shliach. Maybe the other husband sent it. Not just that it's not muchach to the Edei Mesira, that it has to be clear to them that it was sent by the right husband. It was really sent by the right husband, but it doesn't help us because it's not clear to them which husband sent it. No, maybe it was Taka sent by the other husband. And that's the problem. That's one kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eger. The other kasha is that the Edei Mesira have to know that the husband sent this person as a shliach. We learn in a Mishnah later on, Talmukim Lamebeis, Ish Shamres Kabali Giti, Tzricha Shtei Kitei Edim. A woman says, Bimakabal my get, she needs two sets of witnesses. Shnayim Amra Rifneinu Amra. One set of witness needs to say that this woman said in front of us be makabel my get, and then you need two other witnesses to say that in front of us this person was makabel the get. So you see from here that the Eidei Mesira don't have to know about the Amira, and nevertheless they're called Eidei Mesira because they're Eidim that the get came from the hand of this husband. So the person who says he's a Shliach Kabbalah, and then afterwards they can check out if he's really the right Shliach Kabbalah. But remember, there are two sets of witnesses. One set of witnesses say, watch her say, be makabel this get for me. And then the other set of witnesses just see the Kabbalah's haget, but they don't know if it's the right guy. So just like over there, they can see the Kabbalah's haget, and even they don't know if it's the right guy. We don't worry about it. We'll check that out later. So to here. The Eidei Mesira could be called Eidei Mesira if it's being brought to the woman from the hand of somebody who says that he's coming b'toras shlichus me'abal. And then afterwards we can check him out. So we have two kashas on Tosfos, if I'm reading Rabbi Akiva Eiger correctly. The first kasha is that Tosfos says that if that according to Rabbi Lazar, that Eidei Mesira karsi, the Eidei Mesira have to know that the husband made this person a shliach. And if they're two Yosef ben Shimons, they don't. It's not muchach to them that the husband made him a shliach. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is asking, why don't they ask a more simple question? If we're talking about whether it's Musa to Yosef and Shimon, he come Nechush, so let's be Choshesh, Shemenu Shlucha Shabbal Isha Zosel Yosef Ben Shimon Acher Shlucha. Maybe the other Yosef Ben Shimon sent? Maybe he wasn't even sent by this. It isn't only a problem in their Eidus that they're not witnessing it because they don't know which Yosef Ben Shimon it's from. Maybe it was Taka sent. The reason it's going to be no good is because maybe it was sent by the other Yosef ben Shimon. And the other question is that Tosa says the Eidei Mesira have to know the husband sent him as a shliach. They don't. Because we see in the Mishnah later on that if a woman says, receive my get, two people see her saying this to a certain person, and then two other people can see a certain person receiving the get, and they don't have to be the same people, which means that when the second group sees her receiving, sees the shliach receiving the get, it's going to be a good get. Then afterwards they can check out if it's the right person. So you see that the Eidei Mesira don't have to know that the husband made this person a shliach, because they don't have to know that the wife made this person a shliach. So they also don't have to know that the husband made this person a shliach. The Eidei Mesira without knowing that the husband made this person a shliach. So what do you mean that it has to be muchach? That the Eidei Mesira have to know that the husband made this person a shliach? Doesn't. Somebody's claiming to be a shliach of the right husband and he gives the get, and then you can check out afterwards if he's really the shliach of the right husband. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Lebetz in his Shari Chaim and Tzim Yid Aleph writes as follows. That first Rabbi Akiva Eiger's second question, that the Eidei Mesira don't have to know that she made him a shliach l'kabbalah, so we can be mechalik between that case and our case, because there the Eidim see a ma'isa gerushin. They just don't know if the get came to the hand of the shliach of the isha or not. So that's not a chisaron in the Eidus. So it's a good riyah that riyas Eidei Mesira, according to, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, there it's a good Eidus. What do they see? They saw that somebody claiming to be a shliach kabbalah of this woman received the get. Shelma Yisra, and they can check out afterwards if it's really the right one. But in our sugya, if there's two Yosef ben Shimons, that the suffix is on the get itself, is this the get of the Baal HaIsha or not? In the case of Kabbalah, we want to know, is it the right Shliach Kabbalah or not the right Shliach Kabbalah? That we can check on afterwards. But Lamaisa, they know that it's the right get. They just don't know that it's the right Shliach Kabbalah. But in our case, if they're two Yosef ben Shimons, we don't even know if it's the right Shliach, we don't even know if it's the right get. is this the get of this of the correct husband or not? So the chisaron yedi of the edim is the chisaron be'etzem ha'edus and re'i of the ma'isa gerushin, and therefore there are no edim mesira. And that the Tosfos says that they have to know that the husband made him a shliach. It's not mishum hashlichus k'shela atzma, but rather since they don't know if the shliach of the baal sent this guy, it's a suffix if it was sent by the baal or not. Was it this woman's husband or not? And the idea that the get is of the husband of this woman, that's me etzem ha'edus. That's the first chilek Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz makes. In the case of a woman appointing a shliach kabbalah isn't etzem ha'edus of the get, and therefore that we can check out later. They're seeing a ma'isa gerushin with a good get, we just don't know if it's the right shliach. Seder. That we can check out afterwards. But in the case, in our case, if they're two Yosef ben Shimons, you don't even know if they saw Maisa Gerushin at all, Rabbanu Shalom, because maybe it's not the right husband. And they say that it's not the right shliach, meaning it's not the right shliach of the right husband. If it's the wrong husband, then it's Bechlal, not a Maisa Gerushin. So that's not a kasha. That's the teretz of the kasha. The teretz is that the reason the Edom don't need to know in the case of a shliach lekabbalah, because that's not a shliach, it's on the etzem get. There you know the etzem get is the right get. You're just misupik about the shliach. So that there you can check out later on. But here, where the Edom Mesirah don't even know if it's the right get, if it's this woman's husband, if they don't know if it's this woman's husband, then they're not Edom b'chlal. Another chiluk between Edom, that they don't know about the shliach, whether he's the right shliach lekabbalah of this woman, and our case, where the Edom Mesirah don't know if it came from the husband, is based on what the Pnei Yeshua asks later on, Samech Yamed Aleph, on the Rambam, Perek Vav, Mechus Gerushin, Alachates. The reason Ein Ketana Oso Shliach LeKabbalah, why does a Ketana not make a Shliach LeKabbalah? I'll tell you why. Because Shlichus LeKabbalah requires Edom, and you're not made on a cotton. So if that's true, asks the Pnei Yeshua on the Rambam, that the reason a ketana cannot make a shliach lekabbalah because shliach lekabbalah requires edim and you're not made on a katan. So every gerushin of a ketana, there should be this chisara. Ein me'idim ala katan. We know that a ketana gets divorced. So why do we say the chisara when she makes a shliach lekabbalah? She can't make a shliach lekabbalah because you can't be made on a katan. So then all edus of a katan of a ketana getting divorced shouldn't work. We know a ketana can get divorced. Aye, what about Ein Meidin ala Kodin? So on this, the Minchas Chinuch writes in Komutz Mincha, Tavkuf Tzadi Tes, that since you don't need her das, and it's a get, even Baal Karcha, and the Iker Oysa Amais is the Baal, therefore there's no problem of Eidus ala Kodin, because the Iker Mais is the Baal. There's no chisaron of Ein Meidin ala Kodin. Even more than this, the Avnei Miluim writes, Chav Zayin Kasif Kodin Vav, that Afilu Be'edei Kedushin, Ein Eidus Rak ala Baal, V'lo ala Isha. Be'edei Kedushin, the Eidus is only on the Baal, and not on the woman. So you see, it's only on the person doing it. And dafka b'shlichus lekabbalah, there's a chisaron eid midin ala kotten, because the minu shlichus lekabbalah she's doing. So the eid is on hers. So that's a beautiful teretz. Pnei Yeshua says, how can you say that you need, how can the Rambam say that a ketana can't make a shlich lekabbalah because shlichus lekabbalah requires eid midin ala kotten? Then how b'chal you divorce a ketana? The answer is divorcing a ketana is all mitzad the husband. The edim are made on the husband. He's the one doing the ma'isa. Masha'en kain. When it comes to making a shliach lekabbalah, and the ketana is making it, that's her ma'isa. Ein me'idim ala katan. There you say she can't, like that's the Rambam meant. Ein me'idim ala katan, because she's doing that. So now it's very good that edei kabbalah are effective, like we see later on, Samachim Lamed Beis, even though they don't know that he's the right shliach lekabbalah, because the Iker Eidus is on the Maisa Gerushin of the Baal. So it's enough they see a Maisa Gerushin mitzad the Baal, even though we still need a Beirur if he's really the shliach lekabbalah. What are they being made on? They're being made that the Baal was Megarish. Is the Baal Megarish? Yeah. The only thing is, was it given to the right shliach? That would give me a Vara afterwards. But since it's mitzad the Baal, the Gerushin, Memela, that's all they have to be made on. Mashenkein, here in our case, the nidon is he a shliach lahalacha? There we require that b'shas hagerushin, we have to know that the husband made him a shliach lahalacha. Because there, that's the nidon here. The nidon here is he a shliach lahalacha? If they don't know that, they're not even witnessing a gerushin. If they don't know that the Baal made him a shliach lahalacha, they're not witnessing a gerushin. Because it could be from another husband, and then it's absolutely nothing. So when it's mitzad, a shliach lekabbalah, so what are they being made on? There is a maisa, or there's a maisa that the husband is giving a get. So since they're being made on the husband giving the get, and that's the ikkar, he's the one, they're being made on the maisa gerushin of the Baal. You see a maisa gerushin mitzad the Baal. That's their edus. And then afterwards you can be mavar if it's the right shliach lekabbalah, but as far as the Baal goes, they know full well that this is coming from the Baal. They see the Baal giving it. So since they see the Baal giving it, they see a ma'aseh gerushin of the Baal, they can be, and that's the ikar edus. So since that's the ikar edus, they could be mavar afterwards if it was the right shliach lekabbalah. But really they're being made on the ikar, on the Baal, and here you know it's coming from the Baal. But in our case, with the two Yosef ben Shimas, you don't even know that it's coming from the Baal. Is he a shliach olach of this Baal, or is he a shliach olach of the other guy? So they don't even know what they're seeing. They don't even know if they're seeing a ma'aseh gerushin mitzad the Baal. And therefore, it's not effective. Such a get is not a good get, because the Eidim Asira don't know what they're seeing. They don't know if they're seeing a ma'aseh mitzad the Baal. So in the first teretz we said that by the case of Kabbalah they're seeing a ma'aseh gerushin, they just don't know if it was being given to the right person, so that's beseder. But if there are two Yosef ben Shimons, the chisaron is in be'etzem ha'edus v'ariyah the ma'aseh gerushin, because they don't know that it's coming from the husband, so they don't know if they're seeing a ma'aseh gerushin or not. The idea that the husband, the get, is coming from the husband, that's me etzem edus v'riyah samsira v'agerishin. Then a second teretz, similar to the first teretz, is that the edim are being made and the osa maisa, who's the osa maisa gerishin? The husband. As long as you know that it's coming from the husband, you're fine. You can check out if the edim are the right ones later, but if you don't even know if it's coming from the husband, it's no good. Now we get to the first kashi we saw from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Why didn't Tosfos ask Bipshuto that if there are two Yosef ben Shimons, we should be Choshesh? Not that it's not Muchach to the Eidei Mesir which one is giving it, but that we should be Choshesh, maybe it's being given by the wrong person? Since it's a Safek Gamor, we shouldn't believe the Shliach, the Davar Shebe'erva. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is learning that a Shliach is not Naaman, that this get is from the husband of this wife. Because maybe another Yosef ben Shimon gave it to him. Since it's a Safek Gamor d'oraisa, and so writes the Toretz Gittin and our Sugya. But l'chora we can argue it's not Muchach. That even though to be made our Hechsher Haget is a Davar Shebe'erva, like Rav Chaim said in an earlier Simon Vav in the Sefer of Shari Chaim, that the Etzem Maisa Haget VeHechshero is a Maisa of Davar Shebe'erva. Nevertheless, here we don't have a suffix on the Etzem Hechsher of the Get. just if this is the husband of this woman. So that's maybe like what the Rishonim say, that Eidus, that's only to be Mevarer and Eid Echad is Naaman, even if it's a Davar Shebe'erva. To be Mevarer and Eid Echad is Naaman. Here there be Mevarer was given by the husband of the of this woman. Like the Ran says, B'Shem Ramban, the Kaman Samot Alad Amad Aleph, person says to Shliach Tzeva Kaddish Li'isha Stam, and then the Shliach dies, he's Asher B'chol and Ashim Sheba'olam. So now let's say the relatives of this woman are made that he wants to marry, that the Shliach was not Makaddish them, and there's no Isser Erva, they're Ne'eman, because Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim, because in this case the Eid is only being Mevarer which woman is Usher, and they're saying, I'm not that woman. He wasn't Makadish me, so therefore, he's allowed to marry my relative. So to be Mavar, they're allowed to be Mavar. And the Yisod from this is from the Mishnah and Kedushin Samach Kemalam Ebeis, Kidashi is Biti, Vener the Alamiki Dashtia. And then a person says, Aniki Dashtia, he's believed. Why? Because Eid Echad is Naaman, just to be Mavar, which is the right woman. That's what the Ran writes in Kiddushin, Naaman Mishum Deim Zela Mevara Dibur Shilzei, just Mevara this Dibur. So we can say the same thing over here, that the Nidon is only to be Mevara who this get is coming from. So the Shliach is Naaman to be Mevara in front of the Beis Din, that this get is coming from this man, and therefore he's the Shliach. Because Gito Mochiach Alav. And we can prove this from later on. There was a lost get, and then he said, I have Tvias Ayin, and it was given back to him. Because Tzur B'mei Rabbanan, you trust them. One of the Rabbanim lost his get. You trust him to say that it's his get, but other people know. But the question is, why do we believe it's Tzur B'mei Rabbanan? You know he's not going to lie, but Davar Shebe'erva. One person does not believe Davar Shebe'erva. What is it? Tzur B'mei Rabbanan believed Beidus Gittin V'Kiddushin as two Eidim? No. So you see, to be Mevara, that this get is from that he's the husband, that's not called a Davar Shebe'erva and Eid Echad is Naaman. So normally, we're Choshish Meshum Meshaker, but if he's Tzur B'mei Rabbanan, it's no Choshash. So it comes out then that we're not concerned that it was given by a different husband, because this aide who says B'fanenachtav is believed. So then we're left with Akasha. Since the Shliach is believed that this get belongs to Yosef ben Shimon, he points out to which Yosef ben Shimon, we believe him about that, so we're not concerned that it's being given by the wrong Yosef ben Shimon. So then the Eidei Mesira know. What did Tosa say the problem is? Tosa says the problem is the Eidei Mesira don't know. It's not clear to them which Yosef ben Shimon is being given by. Yeah, but he's Naaman. We believe him to say that, we believe the Shliach to say which Yosef ben Shimon was given by. So the Eidei Mesira do know. So how can we say that the Eidei Mesira, Tosa wants to say that the Eidei Mesira don't know. It's not clear to them. They have to know that the husband made this person a shliach, and we don't have that. But they do know, if he's believed to say which Yosef ben Shimon sent. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, why don't you say the chashash is that it's been given by the other Yosef ben Shimon? Not that they have to know. Not that it has to be clear to them. But maybe it was taka given by the other Yosef ben Shimon. Not just the chisar and the edus, it's the chisar and the whole get. So Tosa said, so Chaim Shlomo says, no. We believe them. We believe it's only Levar. So one person's believed to say. So that answers Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Kivager says, maybe it was given by the other Yosef ben Shimon. No, it wasn't, because we believe this Eid to be Mevar, which Yosef ben Shimon gave it. So if we believe him, then the Eidei Mesira also, they know. Because he said, I'm giving it from this Yosef Bishim, we believe, and it's the Eidim Mesira. No. So then what does Tosus mean that the Eidim Mesira don't know? It's not clear to them that they didn't know the Habal Meir Mashiach. They do. Because that's what he said, and he's Naaman to say so. So the answer is, based on we had a shir on this, B'yisod Naamanus Eidachad B'yisurin, that Eidachad is not Naaman to be Mavar Mitzias, that this Chaticha is in a Vela, or it's Chelev. No. The Naamanus of an Eidachad is L'yisurin. He's Naaman to say that this Chaticha is a Chaticha D'yisurin. And we paskin based on his words that it's Aser. But to be Mavar Mitzias, even if there's an afgamina linyan isurim, that they can't. For mitzias, for that we need two edim. Hapishnayim edim yakum davar. We were marich about this in a previous shir. Two edim, one aid can be naman to say that this is aser. In other words, we don't believe the aid to say this is an avela, or this is a trefa, this is a chalev. We believe the aid to say that it's not kosher. But mitzias, for that you need two edim. So now we can say that even le'inyan mashen ogele beizdin, for them, for the beizdin, it's enough. For the beizdin, it's enough that this aid says that I was sent by Yosef ben Shimon, a certain Yosef ben Shimon, Yosef ben Shimon Rosenberg, and you know, Yosef ben Shimon the Gingy. I was sent by the Yosef ben Shimon. For that, for the beizdin, it's enough. And we believe in Mashi, he was really sent by the Yosef ben Shimon. But for the Eidim Mesir, it's not enough. Because they have to see the Etzem Maisa. It's not enough that they have a Beirul Inyan Dina. For the Bezin, it's enough a Beirul Inyan Dina, for Din. And we said the Eid Echad is Naaman Linyan HaDin. But not for Metzias. As Mitzad, Naaman is Eid Echad, Midin Eid Echad Naaman Bisurim, they don't have a Beir on the Etzem Metzias. That this is the get of the Baal Isha. So since they don't have a Beirer, it's lacking in their re'iyah and their edus. So Tosis comes out very well. That the Eidim Mesira have to know that the husband made him a shliach, the halacha. And we don't have that here. They don't have that beirur. For the Beis Din, they're cool. In other words, we know that it's the right Yosef ben Shimon. But they're not, because he's saying so. And we can believe him. This is being given to the right woman, as far as this or Veheter goes. But as far as seeing the Metzias, they don't see the Metzias. And Lashon of the Tos Sarosh, Lashon of the Tos Sarosh, Va'ashafo pisha shliach omer bala shalzu, asani shliach. Even though the shliach says that the husband of this person made me a shliach, which means that he's naman because it's not a davar shebe'ervo, kevin de'en kan edus shabala so shliach, en kan uchach aleidei mesira. In other words, this isn't an Eidus Gemura, it's just Naamanus of Eid Echad, which works for the Beizim, but there's no Hochacha for the Eidim Mesira. And they say that this is only if there's one Yosef ben Shimon, they're believed, because then there's no Suffolk. But if there are two Yosef ben Shimons, if there's a Suffolk on the Etzem Aget, if it's of the Baal Isha, their Eidus doesn't work. And the reason is out's the Beis Din, it's Beseder Gomor, because it's a Beirer. But as far as the witnesses witnessing and seeing the Metzias, the Eidim don't see the Metzias of it being Yosef ben Shimon, because that the Yosef ben Shimon this person claims it to be. As far as Din, we believe them, that's the Eid, the Beis Din. But the Eidim aren't witnessing it, and the Eidim have to see the Metzias. The Eidim is Sira. Then we have a problem with the Gemara and Kitn Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Chana Irchas Legita, he lost his get, we spoke about before. And he said, no, I have to be a Zayin. And they gave it back to him and he divorced. How could he divorce? There's no Hochacha for the Eidei Mesira. Eidach Anema Bisurim, it's fine for him, but not for the Eidei Mesira. For them, they need to see the Metzias. And him saying it, Betzvi Zayin is not the Metzias, that's just Linyan Dina he's believed. So that's a tzarech iyun. In any event, there's a lot more to talk about in this sugya, and I'm hoping that in the next year we will do so. And b'chlal, there's a lot more to talk about in Maseches Gittin. But in the meantime, we learned some nice yisodos here from Chaim Shmulevitz's Yotzei, this topic coming up, beginning of Teves. And we should all be Zoche, Lulmod, Lulam, Idlishma, Velasas, Lulakaim, Skoldigri, Salma, Tarasu, Vihava, Amen, Vihamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.